Boys and girls, I would draw your attention in this portion of Scripture, in Matthew chapter 11, to the words of Jesus in the verse 29. Verse 29, we have these three words that Jesus said. Learn of me. Learn of me. And you know what learning is? Whenever you go to school, the teachers teach you. They're bringing you knowledge and instruction, and at school you go to learn. But the best learning and the best teacher is the Lord Jesus. He's like no other teacher. He's a great teacher. And he says, learn of me. I want to think about that for a little moment, because that's what I want you to be able to do through life, boys and girls. To have a relationship with the Lord Jesus where you are learning from him. Because that's what this means. Learn of me means learn from me. From me. And that's what we should do. We should learn from Jesus. So we are to let him to be our teacher. We are to pray to him that he will instruct us. That he will fill our hearts with heavenly knowledge. So let the Lord Jesus be your teacher. Yes, your minister is your teacher too, in a much lower sense. But the Lord Jesus Christ is one that you encounter and have a relationship with every minute and every day. And you can depend upon him to teach you. And he teaches you in a way that the minister cannot teach you, because he just goes in through the ears and he really can't get down into your heart. It's the Lord Jesus is the one who gets into our hearts. And if the minister is a blessing to you and you learn anything that benefits your soul, it's not because of the minister, it's because of the Lord Jesus who's getting it into your heart. So in this house, we trust that the great teacher is our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So he's the best teacher. He knows all things. All things have been delivered unto me by my Father. No man knows the Father save the Son, and no man knows the Son save the Father. And it's the Son who teaches us and reveals the Father unto us. So he knows all things. He knows his Father. He knows himself. He knows all the truths that we need for our souls. He's the best teacher. He's a knowledgeable teacher. He's a patient teacher. You know, a lot of teachers don't have any patience, because we're such poor learners that people become impatient with us. But the Lord Jesus is not an impatient teacher. You can learn from him. He's meek and lowly, he says, in heart. He's gentle. He's long-suffering. He's gracious. And he bears with our, you know, inability to take things in, and our hardness of heart and our proneness to go astray and to let our thoughts wander. He's so patient. He's so gracious. He's so wise. He knows how to teach us. He's so approachable. We can come to him at any time and every day to be taught from him. And he gives us the knowledge unto eternal life. The knowledge that really matters. The knowledge of God and of salvation and of the forgiveness of sins. So he is the one who teaches us. You remember Legion? He came into Legion's life. Legion was wild. He didn't want to learn from anybody. He didn't want to learn anything. But Jesus came into his life and he changed him. And what was one of the things that was new in the life of Legion? He was sitting at the feet of Jesus, hearing his word. He wanted to be taught from him. He wanted to learn from him. And so this is about listening. About listening to Jesus. But it's also more than that. Because the context in which the Lord Jesus Christ says this, he's talking about his yoke. And a yoke is a thing that joins oxen together. And the Lord Jesus is the yoke bearer. And we have the other part of the yoke. And so we learn of him by following him. We're yoked to him together and we follow him. And, you know, we struggle and we fall and we, you know, we get it difficult. But the Lord Jesus, he's going on. He's bearing with us. And we're yoked to him. And look, just learn to walk with me. Learn to walk from me. Just follow my steps. Just go with me. So that's the idea. So we're not just listening to him. We're watching him. Walking in his steps.
walking beside him, following him.
And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ here is meaning. So he's not just the teacher, he's the pattern.
And we are his disciples. And the disciples don't just listen to the instructions. The disciples follow their master. The disciples watch their master.
And they walk in his steps. And so they're standing beside him. They're close to him. They're praying to him. They're endeavoring to follow him.
And he's so meek and gentle as we walk along beside him. And he helps us and he gives us grace. So this is what it means to learn from Jesus, to listen to his words, but also to look at his life, to look at his walk, to look at his example and the pattern that he has left us.
And through his good grace, we should become like him and be walking like him and be meek and lowly and gentle ourselves in our hearts. If the Lord Jesus is teaching us, and if we are learning from him, learning from him. So boys and girls, let us all, and adults too, let us all learn from Jesus, and may he teach us.